Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Berlin, we got Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, coming up the next hour or so, hour and a half potentially. Stuck on the tarmac, that's a tough place to be. But,
yeah, wait, ask Wayne Kiffin.
But, he was permanently stuck on the tarmac for getting fired there. Yeah. AC is just hanging out on a plane, but 92.3 The Fan and Seaside Events wants to send you on the Browns Fan Cruise March 3rd through the 7th in 2025. Tune in weekdays at 9 a.m. I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. Tune in weekdays at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. to hear the cruise code word. Then enter the code word at 923thefan.com by the end of that hour to get registered to win. Reserve your spot on the 2025 Browns Fan Cruise at brownsfancruise.com. Use code THEFAN2025 to save $200. Brought to you by Spirit Airlines, Seaside Events, and Sports Radio 923 The Fan. The Cavs have done it over the weekend and yesterday. They became just the fourth team in NBA history to start the season 12-0. Let's get a banner going. I mean, I wanted the personal best. Now they're doing what I want, which is to put it beyond reproach. Give me 15, 16, 17 games.
Same start that. As the 96 Bulls. I mean, they're in rarefied air, Nick.
People have been saying, it's me when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
People have been saying, this team is the that Bulls team. I don't even remember who it was. That Bulls team specifically is who they are. So I think it's interesting because...
That's the 72-10 team, by the way.
I think, which was a good team.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, people have said that's a very good basketball
team. Reports just
in.
Not MJ. Oh, boy.
But there was a statue of him in the United Center that I saw on Sunday night. I was like, this guy? I mean, he's basically the Nate Thurman of the Chicago Bulls.
I can see you going up to the statue and then just saying his name wrong or something like that.
You know, when I went there in March, I tried to take a picture of myself giving it the bird, and there was this
I remember you telling this story.
I got bird-dogged by this old
easy.
Security guard. That's not a thing.
Bird-dogged. I just like saying easy.
But he was like, young man, you can't do that. He was like, if you take that picture, I'm going to kick you out of here. And I was like, no. He terrorized my childhood. I don't think you understand. He's the villain, not me.
There are people that'll lose their job making sure that you don't take that photo, by the way.
Hey, in fairness, I probably could have gotten in trouble for posting it online, which is the first thing I would have done. So he might have saved my job in all of this.
You're fine.
But still, bleep Michael Jordan. However, I don't know people are... I think people are enjoying the winning, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know people are that invested in the record yet because it's so far-fetched.
I don't know. I feel like it's all we talk about.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I'm invested in the record.
Okay, so you're okay.
Yeah. I know they don't have, as of right now.
I don't know, man.
They do not have a whispers, prayers, chance in hell of getting that record because they're about to play a lot of basketball in a short amount of time.
I read a CBS Sports article earlier today making the exact opposite case than that, where they were trying to make the case that it's like...
So they're selling a fight?
That it's not a hard stretch to think that they could get it done. They're like the Celtics, and then there's a bad team sandwich in between, and then the Nuggets around like games 21, 22, 23. They're like, that's the stretch. If they get past the first Celtics game, then and they're like going game by game. They're going game by game. Like, we're going to get to 15 easy, according to the CBS article. And then they give us every easy game as a guaranteed win. Like, the part of it that makes it impressive, Nick, is what happened on Saturday against the Nets team where we were down. And then yesterday against the Bulls team where you're down 9 with minutes left in the third quarter.
So I'm going to call my shot on this one because I think I know when it's coming.
The loss? Ready? You're going to predict the loss?
I think I'm going to predict the loss.
Okay.
I think it's going to be the Hornets on Sunday. because it's the one we don't see coming. And right now, LaMelo's playing as well as he has in 3 years. I mean, I think he had 30-some points in the Sixers' loss that shouldn't have been a loss. Like, Brandon Miller also is a beast. They've got size, which is going to give you problems defensively because they just throw size at you for days. I mean, their backcourt is a combined 6'7 on average. I think, and by the way, it's the team that everybody's like, it's the Hornets. Like, even
it's kind of what we just said about the Bulls, even though, right? Well, and that was 17 lead changes, 15 ties.
But, like, I remember being in Charlotte and talking to an opposing coach, and they lost to the Hornets in a game they had no business. And he looked at me and just said, it's the Hornets. Like, they just did not take them seriously, didn't even take a loss to them seriously. Like, yeah, of course, who cares? I mean, what am I going to take away from a loss to the Hornets?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that was very, very, very early on in the Hornets' time with Borrego. Like, I think it was the first year. And then they gained some respectability, and then the last 3 years have completely shot it all down. So, like, I totally look at that Hornets loss, and I'm like, they're not going to lose. Like, they might lose to the Celtics. That's one, because they're the other team that's above 500
in
the East.
Realistically, you're going to be 8, 9, 10-point favorites against all these teams except for Boston and then except for that stretch where, well, without Maxey, without Embiid.
I mean, yeah, but Saleh's playing like young
you're
Embiid.
You're going to be, I don't know, what are you, probably 5, 6-point favorites in that game even?
Yeah, probably. But Paul George. I almost went real formal with him. Paul George is going to be healthy for that game. That's enough for people who pay vague attention to what the NBA is.
I don't know. It's fine. I'm having a fun time.
I feel like you're underselling this. I think I just called my shot, and I think I'm the guy who's pro winning streak, and that's the game that.
No, I feel like everyone's pro winning streak, and I like that it's a winning streak for different reasons. That Darius Garland looks back to being like old Darius Garland, although it's too early to say that.
I thought you were flipping the switch on DG.
No, way too early. Entirely too early. Ty Jerome, can we talk about him for a second? Why is Ty Jerome like the best basketball player we never saw coming?
We're going to do all 5 hours on Ty, maybe 4.5.
Might as well. I mean, I feel like other people in this city want to go ahead and do 5 hours on Ty Jerome. Would we be unfounded if we did?
All right. A little shot fired there.
Quits his golf game, and all of a sudden is this guy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about
it. He's the new Craig Elo, some have been saying. I'm saying it. So are you in?
Atkinson is fun. There's fun parts of this.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, the winning. That's the fun part.
If they were 12-1, if they were 13-0, I'm thinking about them the exact same way.
You keep going to that. You started it, if they were 8-1, would we feel any different? And now we're to, if they're 12-1.
I want to fall in love with this streak the same way everybody else is, but like, you saw what happened over this weekend.
So wait. When can we start?
You saw what happened.
When can we embrace the streak? Because I've said if it's going to happen,
I thought you
soon.
Said you started off. You said that no, not nearly as many people are embracing this as you want.
Yes,
I'm just in that group of people.
Come to the dark side, or in this case, I think it'd be the light side.
If you beat Boston and then you're solely in second place all time, is that the goal? Is that what we want to do? I don't know.
What's the difference? Is it 16 games or is it 21 games? There's a huge difference.
What means more? Well, I don't know. So they're trying way too hard to win these games, and it worries me a little bit. Because I looked and saw what happened with the Lakers in the in-season tournament last year. Now the NBA Cup. Yeah. And they just went so hard night in, night out, because LeBron had to win everything. And so LeBron needed to win the NBA Cup. And then they were just spent for months on end afterwards.
I don't think it's the same thing, because, yes... And we're going to get to Darius Garland saying the thing. I do want to play that in a moment, but they're not over. Like, they're not doing it the way JB Bickerstaff did it.
No, they're
like,
not.
This is the best way to chase. And I don't think they're chasing it. I think the players are aware of it, and we'll get to that in a second. But they're not. We're not playing Donovan 40 minutes a night. We're not playing Darius 40 minutes a night, or Evan Mobley in the centers. Like, you're 12 deep right now. And the reason, conceivably, that you won the last two games is you went to different lineups.
Right.
That's not the point of doing that.
You trailed by 12 at the start of the fourth quarter on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then last night, as you're alluding to, you went to this Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, Caris LeVert, George Niang, Dean Wade lineup that outscored him 19-9.
Yeah. And by the way,
erased the deficit that you had. And you just, you can't sell me on the idea that they're trying their ass off to try to have this winning streak extended. And then when you're down in the third quarter by almost double digits, that's the five that you put out there. I just don't know, but it erased it.
Well, but because here's the thing. This team, when Kenny Atkinson goes to that, this team doesn't take it as the signal that you're giving up. Like, that's the sign of a really well-coached team.
Most teams would. If it's those five guys out there, most teams would.
If you don't have Darius and Donovan on the court at any point,
none of your core four for that 19-9 run.
Under JB, that same ploy is we're going to lose by 30 because we're just giving up.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's maybe a little heavy-handed. Maybe it's a 20-point loss. I don't want to put a 30-point
loss. I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah. But, like, I think that's, again, like, that is, because I think people have looked at that and said, well, they're not going to keep this up because look what they had to do to get those two wins. No, I think you're missing the magic of what this is right now. The magic of this is they're 12 deep at any given point, and they're trying things because that's what you should do this time of year.
Yeah,
idea of, I know these eight guys, and these are the eight guys that are going to play from now on, that doesn't work in today's NBA. It's not 1995-96. That's how you burn through these dudes.
Right, and I think that would be the concern a lot of people would have, but they're not doing it that way.
Winning and doing it this way is freaking brilliant.
It feels like everything is going right for him right now.
Yeah, that's kind of how winning strength.
Ty Jerome is shooting like 60% from three or something insane like that. I mean,
that's
a career 33% three-point shooter is in the 50 percentile. I mean, like, what are we doing?
You're all over the place here. I thought you were all here for the Ty Jerome glow-up.
I want the Ty Jerome glow-up, but I'm also understanding that this is not how things work. When he's had as much experience in the NBA as he's had, the Ty Jerome glow-up is going to crash at some point.
Yeah, and I'm getting myself ahead of it. Good 6 years into the NBA. We have to have this dust up. I'll do the Donnybrook on Ty Jerome. I mean, Sam Merrill found the fountain of relativity last year after being bounced around six times previously.
Yeah, but even if he turns out to be excellent under Atkinson, a guy who, by the way, has coached him before, take that for whatever it's worth. Even if all of a sudden he becomes great, he's not going to be what it is right now. What he is right now is, I mean, the numbers he has is through 18 minutes, if you put it out, is one of the best in the NBA.
216-474-0092. Are you invested in the Cavs chasing, not obtaining yet, but chasing the all-time fast start in NBA history, 24-0 with the 15-16 Warriors? When can I get you on my side?
Oh, it's fun. It's a fun storyline to it all. But
it reeks with sarcasm, not sarcasm.
No, it's fun. It's not why I watch I don't watch game in, game out to be like, oh, number 13 now, number
then
14
when?
Now, number 15 now. I don't think it's going to happen.
So they get to 21-0. You're not going to...
We do 5 hours a night.
I want you to record this right now.
We'll talk about it.
I don't think they're going to be 21-0.
Am I going to be on the edge of my seat being like, 21, 22? No.
I
know it because I made peace with the whole thing escaping yesterday. When you're down 9 late in the third quarter and you put out that five-man lineup, I'm like, I guess this is it.
So you can't change your opinions after they won?
I did it Saturday night when they were down by double digits as well. I'm like, I guess this is where it goes and this is where it ends. And I know what's going to happen. You're dead on. The Hornets game or something stupid is going to end it. And I'm like, all right. Good start to the season.
But how you can be this cynical about
it's
this team
cynical.
Is the thing. That's very cynical.
No, it's just they're 12-1. If they're 13-1, if they're 14-0, it doesn't make a difference to me. They're playing great basketball. It's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, okay, but they're playing great basketball and winning, and they do have a chance. It is an outside chance. I'm trying to meet you in the middle.
They got to win more games in a row than they currently have to start off the season.
I almost don't want to say it on air.
Say it.
Because you might just be enough of a contrarian. I say that with love and respect. I'm also a bit of a contrarian. You might just be enough to just hold out a little bit longer. They get in second place. They get to 16-0. They'll be the second team in NBA history to get to 16-0.
This whole mark that you didn't know existed 3 weeks ago is like the greatest thing you've ever seen.
That's every stat ever. Like
No.
Every stat. That is a big generalization.
Yeah, exactly. Like last week you compared it to the home run chase. It was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
This is not 73. We're not splicing into other games because the Cavs go for 16-0 across the NBA network, NBA TV. Yeah. Yet.
You don't think this is gonna become a huge story?
I think it's a huge story that they're undefeated. Okay, you would have the same YouTube videos and the same national pundits questioning what's going on and how is Atkinson doing this if they were 11-1 or if they're 12-0.
No, that's not the conversation we're having.
You
we're
asked
having
it.
About
you asked,
when
you asked
does
that
the
question.
Streak when does the streak become
that's, but that's not the question
national,
you just asked me.
Well, okay, but when does it no, and by the way, if they started the season 0-1 and then won 12 games straight, I don't think we're having the same conversation.
We totally
but
are.
But this is about you, and you're deflecting
no,
right now.
No, we totally
now,
are, though.
And I want to know, when's it going to be? 18-0?
Not possible.
I'm going to throw it around the room right now.
Not possible.
We're going to predict
I don't care
JP
about it.
All of a sudden starts caring about this.
I don't care about
it. It's happening. If the longer they win, it is a every win, it goes up 10%.
I thought it was really fun when they went 10-0 and they did the garland with the number on the back of it and then did the dash O. I thought that was a really nice touch by the social media department.
I looked at you and said his name.
I'm like, that's a good graphic.
How many wins?
I think it's going to take him after the two Hawks games at the end of the month.
Okay, you're going to have to put that in terms that everybody knows. We're not looking at an NBA schedule right
now. Hawks games. He's counting.
Yeah. All right, give it.
I think it's going to be 23.
All right.
23.
Yeah, I think he's going to hold out. Dude, I think he's
going to
hold out for
it. You going to do a party if they get to 23-0? Like, what are you?
Yeah, I might do
a party. Some sort of massive party.
We'll call our friends at Master Pizza. We'll see what we can do up here.
Let's break a record nobody cares about.
All right, Jax. By the way, you're a pain in the ass for that answer.
Would you take a undefeated start to the season to break the record, or would you take a conference finals appearance?
That is such a ridiculous statement.
Which one do you care about more?
Yeah, I clearly care about the conference finals appearance.
Well,
so way to diminish.
I guess you got your priorities straight after all.
All right, Jax, when is he going to start caring?
If they beat the Celtics to go to 16-0, that'll be it.
Yes, oh man, thank you. Because he's afraid of the Celtics, which he should be. They're a great team.
I am afraid of the Celtics.
That sounded like I was very forceful.
They are a very good team.
They're a very good team. You beat the Celtics to go to 16-0, you will flip the switch and you will have to eat a you know what burger on air, not literally. That's another station. But I will need some sort of kowtowing on air with the second that you flip the switch and you get it on the streak.
It's not happening. I don't care about the streak. It's not going to happen. I love the win. I love a Celtics win.
Just another win here. Just another win over the Celtics. I don't even care what their record is.
It's nice to play great basketball.
It's
nice that a lot of things are happening. Love the bench.
All right,
Jerome support. When Nick wouldn't back up Ty Jerome, who was in his corner?
Wait. Didn't you just say he was a fluke?
I don't know that it's going to stay, guys. I don't know that it's going to stay.
All right, Mr. Reality here, striking us, 216-474-0092. The question is, are you where JP is? Do you have no interest in the record? You just are enjoying good basketball. I was going to say like 20-0. I think I'm with Jax. I'm stealing your answer. I'm co-opting. I'm not stealing. I'm co-opting your answer. Do you care about the record? And when we come back, Darius Garland does say the honest thing, and we're all better for it. 92.3 The Fan. All right, we got Austin Carr coming up at some point in the very near future. Can't wait to talk to AC. Mr. Cavalier, 5 minutes on Nate Thurman, then right into the record. Do the Cavs go for the record? How invested are you in the record? I kind of do like, so I'm a little torn, but Real Xavier P pitched in saying that he wants the 70 plus wins record with a championship. If you aim for that record, it has to be championship in mind. So I like the theory. I'm just not adjusting my postseason expectations until we get to February.
Does he want 73-9 was the Warriors that didn't win. And then 72-10 was the Bulls that did win in 96. Yeah. He wants 73-9 but a championship?
I think that's what he wants.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Glad to know you kept your expectations low there.
Well, I mean, listen, but okay. So
I also want that. Like, can the record show I'd also like that as well, Nick?
I would sign up for that if okay, that were a good possibility.
We just want everyone to know that's where we stand on this.
We, you know, other shows don't have the cojones to come out and say
they won't go for it.
If this winning streak, you know, you got the 25-0 and then you turned it into 73-9 with an NBA championship, we would take that.
Yeah, I'm happy that we're on the record.
Ken and Anthony wouldn't say it. Baskin and Phelps wouldn't say it. Overtime with any of the hosts, wouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
We got.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it. Now, speaking of saying things and and everybody's going to hear this a little differently. I got to say, Darius Garland said the thing that I think is the most human thing you can say. This is actually, it wasn't after last night's win over the Bulls. It was after Saturday night's win in the back-to-back over the Nets, talking about the streak and whether or not it's on their mind.
I think it's in the back of our heads, low-key. But we're not going to stress it. We know it's 82 games in the season, so one L is not going to really hurt us. We got bigger pictures, we got bigger plans. We're trying to win a championship. We're not trying to go 82-0. A loss would be a loss, and just be ready for the next one. So we try to get a win for the next one. But to answer your question, it's in the back of my mind. I don't know about them. But, 11-0 is great. And if we come across a really good team and they have their night against us, they have their night. And we just got to get ready for the next one.
So that is the best way to answer that question. When you're barely halfway, but now you're halfway to the longer part of this record.
I mean, I don't think we even needed the postgame audio there. I think the actual audio on the court when he said that was an effing big win, and then what was the other term he used? We're the hunted. We're not the hunters no more. After you win a back-to-back game against the Nets on a Saturday,
well, like, okay, what was the first
Darius
half of that?
Was really feeling it. We're the hunted. We're not the hunters no more.
What was the first win of the back-to-back? Because you beat the Golden State Warriors, that was a We're the Hunted win. The Nets one is the one where it's ridiculous
to say. It's funny to me. Like, you can tell they're getting into it, though. That's why Donovan, after yesterday's game, was like, we're tempering the expectations. We're bringing this all back down. I got to tell people it doesn't really matter. They're doing it. Like, you see what's happened. They trailed by 12 on Saturday night. They trailed by 9 last night, and then they've erased the deficits. Like, they're playing like they want this record, Nick. They are. They're playing like they want this record.
Okay, they're playing like they want it, but they're not playing desperate. Does that make sense? Like,
oh yeah, no. Atkinson going to the five that he went to is not. That's him not saying. Even though Donovan obviously played great, and that was a classic Donovan game where he goes for 36 or whatever it was, and seems like he's just doing everything. But no, that was Atkinson saying, we're going to get the experience we need and we're going to put the players out there that we need to. And then they erased a 19-9 run. Like, they erased it.
So if I watched these games and sensed that they were falling behind because it was the pressure of it,
yeah,
I think I'd be really concerned right now because...
Agreed.
You know, but that's not what's happened.
No, it isn't.
And so I think Darius having some fun with it. I think Darius being on fire after the Nets win. Like, I think these are all fun things. I will say... At some point, I expect the pressure to become part of this. And I don't know how that's going to manifest itself.
I'm dying to find out if there actually is pressure attached to any of it. Like, they're openly talking about how excited they are that they're doing this, and I like that. I don't know how amped up you get for a record that most people, even diehard NBA fans, don't keep a tally on. I just don't know.
That's because it's so ridiculous. For a minute, before Golden State broke it, we had a few teams that came close to breaking it when it was, 15 games with the Capitals? What a team.
Yeah, the 48 Capitals.
49, their coach, he coached, ooh, man. He Nobody coached. Coached like that coach at that time.
That's right.
Or the 93-94 Rockets. Like, it has come up before. But since the Warriors went 24-0, we just haven't talked about it because no one's gotten remotely close. This is as close as anyone has been since that time. So it hasn't become a national talking point yet, I would imagine. And Jack's pointed out, and which makes it so brilliant, because I'm now co-opting / stealing his take, after that Boston win, should you get that far undefeated, I think that's when the pressure starts, and I think that's when I'll be curious to see how the team talks about it and addresses it and all that.
I just like that you already said after that Boston win, and then you had to spend the rest of the sentence if it happens.
Listen, I've got a winner's mindset here. 216-474-0092. Do you care about this record yet? Or maybe chasing the record yet? Does it mean anything to you? Or are you laissez-faire like Peterlin saying?
Thank you for freeing me, because it feels so nice to just be open and honest about how I feel about a record that I didn't know existed 3 weeks ago.
Let's go. Anthony in Cleveland, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I think what's so special about the record is that nobody expected it from the Cavs. Like, you wouldn't even expected a 12-game winning streak in the middle of the season from this group. So to get one to start out the gate is one. It's almost like the Guardians. Anybody who was, looking forward to basketball or wasn't looking forward to basketball, they weren't like, oh, yeah, this Cavs team is really going to do it this year. they're just kind of like a wait and see. So the fact that they started out 12-0 and have beaten some good teams, they haven't just beaten a bunch of bottom feeders, I think that's the reason why people are talking about it. But I feel like, you know, everyone knows that they're not going to go 82-0. So it's going to
Anthony,
end.
You got to let them know.
But right. Well, let me know.
Hashtag
but,
let them know.
It's not going to happen. So they're going to lose one game. So it's almost like the guy who's getting squeezed, stocky down his throat at Wasabi. You're looking at that guy like, when is it going to end? And then when it finally ends, you're like, oh, okay, that was pretty great. He went that long, but eventually we know it's going to end.
Are you the guy with sake?
Did you just do hibachi recently?
I feel like you're projecting a little bit here, Anthony. Is that you?
No. I actually had a brother-in-law who was actually pretty good at that. I don't know how he did it, but it was amazing.
Can you do the onion tower? I love the onion tower.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too.
That is.
But, yeah, I just think people are – I'm with you kind of, JP. I'm just, you know, I'm happy to see good basketball. I'm happy to see the Cavaliers don't need to play 45 minutes or whatever to get these wins. So that's the good part.
Right. With that, well, it's all the good part if that's the thing you care about, by the way. But real quick, what's the number when you'll start caring about the big streak?
I like I said, I care about the streak, but if they lose, I'm not on the edge of my seat. Like, I'm not watching it, the Cavs for the streak.
That's so how I feel
is
too.
Is it 16-0? Is it 17-0?
It just doesn't exist. I'm right there with you, Anthony.
I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. Ryan in Detroit. When will you be in on the streak mattering? And you'll be watching these games to see if they can continue the streak.
Nick, Jonathan, first and foremost, man, I don't understand that gentleman's metaphor, obviously, explaining the food reference to the Cavs winning streak. But I can assure you, man, hey, two side notes real quick, though, before I get into Jonathan's completely wrong, and Nick, you're completely right. Two things, you guys almost got me in a car accident last week with that prison segment. I still am laughing about that. The other thing is, I'll be in Chicago Saturday for the Buckeyes game. You're telling me, Nick, you're in Chicago this weekend, and you'll be in the following week, but you won't be in for the Buckeye game?
No. I was in this last – I was in on a Sunday into a Monday, and then in December, I'll be there for a Friendsgiving.
Very cool. Very cool. Now I understand. Anyway, I digress, man. You got to jump on this wagon. It is fun. Yes, it is. Tongue-in-cheek. This is kind of like – what is it? Is it real? No, it's not. Obviously, it's just regular season. The playoffs is where we want to dominate and showcase this capability of what we have. This nucleus that is, I don't want to say the wrong word, very mad, angry. They're playing with tenacity. They want every single basket to go in. They're playing as if it's a playoff atmosphere. It's just really cool, man, because, again, everything's kind of bated breath. Every game by game is like, man, we got this, we got this. And, again, even last night, I love the fact that they were down because it gave me that, all right, I'm invested in this. This is – And, again, you want to see every single basket. Like, it's playoff basketball, man. That's the thing, Jonathan. It is truly, it feels like
I mean, Ryan, you know me. I'm glued in. I'm watching. I paid way more attention last night to the Cavs game than I did Monday Night Football. That usually doesn't happen.
Well, again, you guys know your stuff. I'm just saying, I really wish you would jump on Nick and Mayan's bandwagon and a lot of these fans out there because it is fun. And, again, yes, it's regular season. No one's arguing
that. I'm having
fun,
Ryan.
No one's
going
to see.
I mean, right. Ryan, we appreciate you. We got to run, buddy. Okay?
I'm having fun. Thanks, Ryan. I'm having fun.
And by the way, interesting Oxford comma on jump on me and Nick. But no, I don't think you're having enough fun. I think you'd be having more fun.
Not maximizing the amount of fun.
Yeah, I think you're having like 80% of the fun that I'm having because I absolutely.
I'll ask you 3 months from now.
Last night.
I'll ask you 3 months from now what the streak actually
did
is.
They,
what
the did
number,
they get
what
the
number is. No, they don't. Assuming they don't get the streak, I'll ask you what the streak is three months from now. We can see if you'll remember.
Their streak or the Warrior streak?
This is hardly a real where were you when moment, but it's fun. I'm having fun with it.
Now you're couching it. That's what my problem
is. It's not couching.
Just say it doesn't matter. Just don't do that.
I've already
That's
said
fun.
It doesn't matter. Just, I've already said
fun.
I don't care about the record.
It's fun.
I don't care about the record. But I'm having
that
a lot of fun watching the Cavs.
It's fun. Yeah, winning's fun, Jack.
Winning's
get
fun.
Get on my side or get off the damn street.
No, it just doesn't matter. 11-1 versus 12-0. I'm not worried about it one way or another.
Okay.
I'm not like, oh, let's add another win to the column here. We're so close to chasing down the 94 Rockets. Let's go. No one's not. No, I don't care. I don't care that way.
Edit that up very selectively. 216-474-0092. What is the amount of wins? If you are out like JP is, what is the amount of wins from the Cavs consecutively to start the season that will have you believing the Warriors situation is realistic to catch? Harrison and Brunswick will catch you when we come back right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
Hey, was everyone else contributing to that convo?
No, not about that.
I just sat here.
No, we're not bringing the all-fair conversation that cannot be brought on air. I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not ending afternoon drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin before it begins, or as soon as it begins is really rather how it go. No, I think you're a ring guy. I think there might be, I think with the NBA fastest start record, I think we might have stumbled onto the fact that you're a guy who's just going to say rings are the only thing that matter.
Not only thing that matters, but I do have high standards when it comes to teams. You've always known I have high standards.
But what are high standards? You're not like a bougie 21-year-old girl looking for like some tech bro to marry up. Like, this is sports. It's supposed to be fun.
It is fun. I'm having fun. I'm just not having the same fun you're having, and that agitates you for some reason.
No.
Just because someone doesn't like something you like doesn't mean they're wrong, Nick.
That's exactly what it means. It's more that I've uncovered this fact that my good friend of a decade.
How is that even close to ring chasing, by the way? Because I don't like an obscure stat that you think is
That's
fun.
That's not an obscure stat. You realize
what
how hard it
isn't?
Is to win 12 straight games to start the
you
season?
You also realize how 4 weeks ago you could have never named who actually had accomplished
that? I could have because
There's
it
no
was
way.
The team that you beat in the NBA Finals in 15 and 16.
You did not remember that. There's no way you remember that.
Okay, I'm lying about it for the sake of this argument, but the point stands that I guarantee you Warriors fans remember it.
Ooh.
I don't even know if that's true.
Can anybody know
a Warriors fan?
No, I don't mean like somebody who was a fan of them when they were good. I mean like an actual Warriors fan.
Yeah, I don't know that they exist.
Can we get, is Tom Tolbert still doing the thing out there? I'm just trying to, Jeremiah from the, no, that's a different guy.
Different guy.
Zachariah, that was his name. It was an Aya name. We gotta get one of them on.
I don't know.
Can you confirm or deny?
That I'm a ring chaser?
That you're a ring chaser.
No, I'm not a ring chaser. I'm not too far off, though. I'll say that. I'm not too far off. I have high standards. You know
this. Is it just because you don't want to be part of the ring chasing crowd? Rings are all that matters?
No, but I think you should have high standards with your sports teams. I do.
All right, let's get to Harrison and Brunswick real quick. One, are you in on this streak already? Two, at what point? What's the amount of wins before you start to think they have a realistic chance to catch the Warriors?
How's it going, guys? All right, I'm going to start off. Every single win should have you bought into the team more. We're doing this with an 11-man rotation. Any single night, you can have a guy like Ty Jerome.
Harrison,
Merrill.
Can't I buy in while also not caring about whether or not they win 20 in a row?
No, absolutely not. All right, I don't know if you're saying this because you're afraid that you're going to jinx it. But I don't believe in jinxes. Every game should have you bought in more. No team can do this with an 11-man roster. It doesn't matter if we're aggressing to the mean.
Harrison,
guys who can pop off.
So I can't love the team unless I think that they can win 20 in a row?
Honestly, I don't know if you can because you got to buy
that's
in
insane.
Right now.
That's insane, Harrison.
You gotta
I'm on here hashtag letting them know, Harrison.
I am 23 years old, so I had the beginning of my basketball-loving life with Mo Williams, LeBron James. He left. I had to cheer for Anton Jameson for 4 years. And then LeBron comes. He gets the chip. You know, that's amazing. I was 16. I couldn't appreciate it that much. Yeah. Now we have the team in front of us with 11 guys who are so easy to root for. DG said it best. He is obviously thinking about it. The whole team has it in the back of their minds, which is awesome. I love that they're aware of it because –
Would you think less of them then if they had lost on Saturday? Or lost last night even?
But they're not. They didn't lose. And they're not going to lose.
Didn't fall for your trap, JP.
I thought he was going to fall for
it. That's a good young
Harrison,
lad there, Harrison.
I thought you were going to fall for it.
We're clapping for you.
Yeah, you're good 23-year-old.
Be good, bud.
All right. That's all I got. I don't want to hear any pessimism. If you don't want to jinx it, that's okay. But admit that because this team is great. They're going to be great. And we're winning the whole thing.
Look at
all
that.
Right.
Let him know, Harrison.
All right. I think if you just tuned in, you have no idea that you think that I'm like hating on the Cavs or something with this. I just don't care about a random record.
I don't think it's a random record. I think it's a random record.
I love the start. I love everything about this team. I don't care about the random record.
Like if they were 12-0 when Donovan takes a pregame shower, that's a random record. Fastest start in the NBA, fastest start in any sport. Is a record.
It's no doubt. It's a record. It's a random record.
But what makes something, because to me, what makes this so intriguing is you're halfway to a ridiculous, 24-0 is a ridiculous record. So the odds of them getting it, that's not the story. The story is every single time they come close and, oh, holy crap, they won that game and nobody thought they were going to win that game. So I actually think we're actually not that far off on it. But I think the idea that we're just going to start carrying with three games to go, which probably won't happen, the dude cannot abide.
I know. You just don't want me to, at the very last minute, be like, hey, how about that record, guys? And it's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, it will not happen.
That just almost guarantees it's going to happen. Don in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm excited because they're playing well. I won't lie. If we beat the Celtics and we're undefeated, I'm going to start paying way closer attention. I did remember it was Golden State because that is the only thing in Cleveland that season that we really should be remembering, right? It's the only thing we've won in our lifetimes. But I'll say this.
Oh, no. You Eberflused us.
Because if you don't win it, it's a distant memory. Yeah, Golden State fans remember it, but they don't remember it for a good reason. I mean, let's face it. So the 22-game win streak, it was awesome. I think a lot of us said it. Not that you're peaking too early when they did it.
How many games was that, Don?
22-game win streak.
Oh, really? 20. So memorable that you got the number right. Okay.
He's talking about the Guardians.
So my point is they did it the right time of year, but they didn't finish it. And I think we'd all rather have them win the World Series than throw that 22-game win streak away.
He was talking about the Guardians.
I'm not going to poo-poo this, but, you know, this is cool, but... You know, we got to win it.
All right, Don.
Thank you, Don.
We got you on, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Don.
He kind of appeased both of us.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Don.
And I will say, there's nothing funnier than somebody, listen, my whole life has been building up to say this.
And then he Eberflused it.
And then it's just static. Okay, so we're talking about fun things right now, right? I never would have thought in Cleveland that winning wasn't fun. Here we are, 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.